Last is in the Quran, in Surah An'am, chapter number 6, verse number 165. Allah says that He has given more sustenance to some of the human beings over the other. If some of the human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has given more sustenance as compared to the other. Allah says this in Surah An-Nahl, chapter number 16, verse number 71, that He has favored some of the human beings over others in sustenance. Allah repeats this message in Surah An'am, chapter number 6, verse number 165, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given more gifts to some of the individuals, and based on what He has given you, He will test you. Now there's a question that people ask, that how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be just, that some people are born in a poor family, some people are born in a rich family, some people are born healthy, some people are born with diseases. It is unjust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unjust. How can He make the differentiation between different human beings? We come to know that this world has life and death. There is health and disease. There is wealth and poverty. All these are tests. And Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Anfal, chapter number 8, verse number 28, Allah says that surely your wealth and your progeny, your children, are a test for you. And Allah says in chapter number 63, verse number 9, that let not the wealth and your children deviate you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests different people in different way. One of the tests, one of the best deeds you ask anyone, that what are the good deeds? And the good deeds that all human beings, whether they believe in God or not, they will say, the good deeds are charity, it is contentment. Charity will be there amongst the few that He names. So how can Almighty God test whether some people are charitable or not? If all the people have the same wealth, then where is the question of the test? The test will only take place if some people are poor and some people are rich. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people in different ways. Maybe some people are born in a rich family, they have a lot of wealth. Some people are born poor. But the person who is rich, according to the Islamic Sharia, one of the pillars of Islam is zakat. That's every rich person who has a saving of more than the nisab level, 85 grams of gold, he or she should give 2.5% of that saving every lunar year in charity. The person may be a millionaire, may be a billionaire. He may give the required amount, then he will get passing marks. He may not give the complete amount, he may give portion, small portion, maybe 20% of what is required to give, a part of what is required to give. He will fail. Some people may not give zakat at all. Absolutely fail. The poor person, he does not have to give zakat at all. He gets full marks. But we human beings, we say, oh, bichara admi, poor man. You know, so much problems he has in his life. And we look up to the person who's rich. Our beloved Prophet said that it is more difficult for a rich man to enter Jannah than a poor man. But as the Quran says, in Surah Anfal, chapter 8, verse 28, that the wealth is a test for you. It's a test. We are fools that we think, okay, you know, this person is rich. Allah has blessed him. It's a test. If he doesn't use the blessing which Allah has given him, it's a blessing. But the chances of him failing the test is very high. For example, in one of the question papers, which came last year, or 2 years before, in 2002, a very difficult question came. And most of the students could not reply. Next year, that question does not appear. It would be foolish for us to say, oh, how sad this question did not come. You should be happy. It did not come. So wealth is a test. So those people who don't have wealth, it is actually easier for them to go to Jannah than a rich man. So Allah tests different people in different ways. Therefore Allah says that let not your wealth deviate you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a test for him.